ओम शांति, ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada is looking at the gathering of all his carefree emperors in all directions. Today, Bap Dada is looking at the gathering of all his carefree emperors in all directions. This royal gathering only exists at this time in the whole cycle. This royal gathering only exists at this time in the whole cycle. Because you stay in spiritual intoxication, you are carefree emperors. When you wake up in the morning, you are carefree. Whilst walking, moving around, and performing actions, you are carefree. And when you are sleeping, you sleep in a carefree state. You experience this, do you not? Are you carefree? Have you become this, or are you becoming this? You have become this, have you not? You are carefree and you are emperors. You are carefree and you are emperors. You are the carefree emperors, masters of the self, who rule over your physical organs. That is, you have self-sovereignty. You are carefree and you are emperors. You are the carefree emperors, masters of the self, who rule over your physical organs. That is, you have self-sovereignty. So, such a gathering, is only of you children. Such a gathering is only of you children. Do you have any worries? Are there any worries? So they are saying no. So Baba says, this is because, why you have no worries? This is because you have given all your worries to the Father. Because you have given all your worries to the Father. So all the burden has been removed, has it not? So all the burden has been removed, has it not? All worries are finished. All worries are finished. You have become carefree emperors. You have become carefree emperors. And are experiencing this invaluable life. And you are experiencing this invaluable life. The crown of the light of purity. The crown of the light of purity is automatically sparkling on everyone's head. There is a crown of light on those who are carefree. There is a crown of light on those who are carefree. And if you are worrying about anything, if you are carrying any burden with yourself, then do you know what happens? What appears on your head? So if you are carrying a burden, then what happens? What comes on your head? A basket of burden. A basket of burden comes on your head. Therefore, just think, bring both the crown and the basket in front of you. Therefore, just think, bring both the crown and the basket in front of you. Which do you prefer? Which would you prefer? Would you prefer the basket or the crown of light? What would you prefer? A basket or a crown of light? Speak, teachers. What would you like? Which one would you like? You would like the crown, would you not? So, you are the emperors who rule over all the physical organs. You are the emperors who rule over all the physical organs. Purity enables you to adopt a crown of light, and this is why purity enables you to adopt a crown of light, and this is why in the memorial of your non-living images, a double crown is shown, and this is why a double crown is shown in the memorial of your non-living images. From the Copper Age, many have become emperors and many have become kings. From the Copper Age, many have become emperors and many have become kings, but none have become double crowned. But none have become double crowned. No one has become a carefree emperor, a master of the self. No one has become a carefree emperor, a master of the self. Because the power of purity, because the power of purity, because the power of purity makes you a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of the physical organs. It makes you victorious. The sign of a carefree emperor is that He is always content with himself. He is always content with himself, and he also makes others content. This is a sign of a carefree emperor who's always content and with himself and also makes others content. There is never any lack of attainment to make him discontented. There is never any lack of attainment to make him discontented. Where there is lack of attainment, there is discontentment. Where there is lack of attainment, there is discontentment. And where there is attainment, there is contentment. And where there is attainment, there is contentment. Have you become like this? Have you become like this? Check yourself. Check yourself. Am I always an embodiment of all attainments? And always content? Am I always an embodiment of all attainments and always content? There is a saying, that there is nothing lacking in the treasure store of not the deities but the Brahmins. So there's nothing lacking in the treasure store of not the deities but the Brahmins. Contentment is the elevated decoration of life. Contentment is the elevated decoration of life. It has great value. It has great value. So you are contented souls, are you not? So you are contented souls, are you not? Bab Dada, Bab Dada is pleased to see such carefree emperor children. Bab Dada is pleased to see such carefree emperor children. Wow, my carefree emperors, wow. Wow, my carefree emperors, wow. You are Wawa, are you not? You are wonderful, are you not? Those who are carefree, raise your hand. Those who are Wawa children, carefree, raise your hand. Completely carefree. Are you carefree? You don't worry about anything? Is there a little worry sometimes? Is there a little worry sometimes? No? And they are saying no. It is good if you have no worries, so it's good. The method to become carefree is very easy. The method to become carefree is very easy. It is not difficult. There's a difference of just one letter, one alphabet. It is so easy. There's a difference of just one alphabet. It is so easy. To become carefree, to become carefree. And that letter is transform mine into yours. In Hindi it is just one alphabet. Mine is Mera and yours is Tera. So instead of M put T, so in it is not mine, but it is yours. It is not mine, but yours. So in Hindi, when you write Mera and also write Tera, then what's the difference? It's just the difference of one alphabet. That M is changed into T. So M-E-R-A, Mera, is changed into Tera, T-E-R-A. So that's the difference in Hindi language. Then the difference is just the M and T. But it makes so much difference, mine and yours. But it makes so much difference. So are all of you those who say mine, or are you those who say yours? Are all of you those who say mine, or are you those who say yours? So have you transformed mine into yours? If you haven't done this yet, then do so. Transform mine into yours. To say mine means to become a servant, to be unhappy. To say mine means to be a servant, to be unhappy. You become servants of Maya, don't you? And so, of course, you will become unhappy. Because you become servants of Maya. And so, of course, you will become unhappy. Unhappiness means to become servants of Maya. Unhappiness means to become servants of Maya. So you are conquerors of Maya. not servants of Maya. You are conquerors of Maya and not servants of Maya. If unhappiness comes, and it does come, because you have the practice of being unhappy for 63 births, so you have the taste of it, so you have the practice of being unhappy for 63 births, and you have tasted it, so it sometimes emerges. So it sometimes emerges. Therefore, what has Bap Dada said? So what has Bap Dada therefore said? That each one of you children is a carefree emperor. If even now you have kept some worry somewhere in a corner, then give it away. Why do you keep a burden on yourself? Is it that you have developed the habit of keeping a burden? Since the father is telling you, give me a burden. So give him the burden and make yourself light, double light. Is it better to be double light or to carry a burden? Is it better to be double light or to carry a burden? So check yourself very carefully. So check yourself very carefully when you wake up at Amrit Vela. Check specially in your subconsciousness. That you don't have any burden at the present time. Let alone the subconscious state, there shouldn't be any experience of a burden even in your dreams. Let alone the subconscious state, there shouldn't be any experience of a burden even in your dreams. You prefer to be double light, do you not? That's what you would like to become double light. That's what you would prefer. So, Baba is specially giving you this homework. So, Bap Dada is specially giving you this homework to check yourself at Amrit Vela. You know how to check, do you not? However, together with checking, don't just check, but also change it. Change mine into yours. just change these words, mine, yours, mine, then say yours. So change in this way. To check and change, because as Bap Dada is repeatedly telling you, so check and change, because as Bap Dada is repeatedly telling you, what's he telling us repeatedly, Bap Dada? Look at both the time and the self. Look at both the time and the self. So look at time and also look at the self. Look at the speed of time. And I'll also look at the speed of the self. Look at the speed of time and also look at the speed of the self. Then afterwards, do not say that I was not even aware of it and time passed so fast. Then afterwards, do not say that I was not even aware of it and time passed by so fast. Some children think, that even if their effort is a little slack now, they will make it fast by the end. However, it is the practice over a long period of time that will be helpful at the end. So just become emperors and see. Whether you have become this. But some have become and some have not become yet. So some have become carefree emperors and some others have not become that yet. So you say, we are moving along, we are doing it, we will become complete. So they keep saying this, we are moving along, we are doing it, we will become complete. But you mustn't now be just walking or be doing, but you have to be flying, walking or doing, but flying. You need the flying speed. You now need the flying speed. You have received the wings, have you not? Everyone has received wings of zeal and enthusiasm and courage. And you also have the Father's blessings. Do you remember the blessing? Do you remember the blessing? You take one step of courage. One step of courage of you. So you take one step of courage and you receive 1,000 steps of help from the Father. So this is a blessing Baba has given to the children. You take one step of courage and you receive 1,000 steps of help from the Father. Because the Father has love for you children in His heart. Because the Father has love for you children in His heart. So the Father, so as the Father loves the children, He cannot bear to see the children He loves laboring. He cannot bear to see the children He loves laboring. Stay lost in love. Stay lost in love and the labor will end. Stay lost in love and the labor will end. Is it that you are making? Is it that you like to labor? Is it that you like to labor? You have become tired, have you not? You have been wandering around for 63 births, and by wandering around and laboring, you became tired. And because of love, instead of your wandering around, the Father has made you into the masters of 3 thrones. Instead of your wandering around, the Father has made you into the masters of 3 thrones. You know the 3 thrones, do you not? You not only know them, but you reside on them. You not only know them about the 3 thrones, but you also reside on them. You are seated on the immortal throne. Now, which are the 3 thrones Baba is mentioning? You are seated on the immortal throne, the throne of immortality, as you are immortal souls. You are seated on, so you are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne, so that's the 2nd throne, and you will also be seated on the future royal throne. So, immortal throne, the throne of immortality, and then Bap Dada's heart throne, and you will also be seated on the future royal throne. Bap Dada is seeing all his children seated on the throne. Bap Dada is seeing all his children seated on the throne. you won't be able to experience such a heart throne in the whole cycle. So Baba's heart throne is such, you won't be able to experience such a heart throne in the whole cycle. Pandavas, what do you think? What do you Pandavas think? Are you emperors? And they are raising their hands. So Baba is saying, you are raising your hands. So do not let go of your throne. Do not let go of your throne. When you become body conscious, it means you step in the mud. When you become body conscious, it means you step in the mud. This body is also mud, is it not? Whereas when you remain seated on the throne, you become emperors. So when you become body conscious, it means you step in the mud, because this body is mud. Whereas when you remain seated on the throne, you become emperors. Bap Dada keeps checking the chart of effort of all the children. Bap Dada keeps checking the chart of effort of all the children and seeing where each one and is seeing where each one of you has reached in all four subjects. So Bap Dada checked the chart of each child to see to what extent each of you has. So Bap Dada checked the chart of each child So Bap Dada checks the chart of each child to see to what extent each of you has accumulated. All the treasures. That Bap Dada has given. So Bap Dada checks the chart of each child to see to what extent each of you has accumulated all the treasures that Bap Dada has given. So Bap Dada checked your account of accumulation. The Father has given equal treasure to all. The Father has given equal treasure to all. He has given the same amount to everyone. He hasn't given less to some and more to others. The greatest treasure is the treasure of elevated thoughts. The greatest treasure is the treasure of elevated thoughts. Thoughts are also a treasure. thoughts are also a treasure. So it is a great treasure. So it is a great treasure at the present time, the treasure of thoughts, the greatest treasure at the present time. Because whatever you want to attain whatever blessing you want to receive, to the extent that you wish to make yourself elevated, you are able to do that at this time. Because whatever you want to attain, whatever blessings you want to receive, to the extent that you wish to make yourself elevated, you are able to do that at this time. If not now, then never. If not now, then never. To waste the treasure of your thoughts means to waste your attainments. To waste the treasure of your thoughts means to waste your attainments. Similarly, to waste even 1 second of your time, if that is not used in a worthwhile way, then that 1 second, if you're wasted and you have not used it in a worthwhile way, then you have lost a lot, then you have lost a lot. So first Baba spoke about thoughts, then Baba spoke about time, and then next, together with that, there are the treasures of knowledge, virtues and powers. So together with the treasure of thoughts, of time, there are the treasures of knowledge, virtues and powers. Along with that, there is also the treasure of good wishes from every soul and from God. So that's also a treasure, the treasure of good wishes from every soul and from God. So good wishes from every soul and good wishes from God. The easiest thing of all in your efforts, the easiest thing of all in your efforts is to give good wishes and receive good wishes. Give happiness and receive happiness. So, give good wishes and receive good wishes. Give happiness and receive happiness. Do not cause sorrow and do not take sorrow. Neither give sorrow nor take sorrow. don't think that you did not cause sorrow, but if you even take sorrow, you would be unhappy, would you not? You may not give, but if you, even if you take sorrow, you would be unhappy, would you not? So give good wishes, give happiness, and receive happiness. Do you know how to give good wishes? Do you know how to give good wishes? Do you also know how to receive them? Receive good wishes. Those who know how to give and receive good wishes, raise your hands. Those who know how to give and receive good wishes, raise your hands. Acha, all of you know how to give and receive good wishes? Even double foreigners, you also know how to give and receive good wishes. So everyone is saying yes. So Baba says, congratulations. Congratulations for knowing how to give and receive good wishes. Congratulations to everyone. If you know how to receive and how to give, what more do you need? If you know how to give good wishes and receive good wishes, then what more do you need? Continue to give good wishes and continue to receive them, and you will become complete. So that's what you have to do. Continue to give good wishes and continue to receive good wishes, and you will become complete. Okay, what will you do if someone sends you bad wishes? What will you do if someone sends you bad wishes? Will you take them? If someone gives you bad wishes, what will you do? Will you take them? Will you take the bad wishes someone has given to you? Just consider, if you take those bad wishes, if you take those bad wishes, will there be cleanliness in yourself? Will there be cleanliness in yourself? Bad wishes are something bad, is it not? If you take them into yourself, bad wishes, if you take them into yourself, if you accept it, then there wouldn't be that cleanliness in yourself anymore, would there? If you take in the bad wishes, there won't be any cleanliness in yourself anymore, would there? If the slightest defect remains, you won't be able to become perfect. If the slightest defect remains, you won't be able to become perfect. If someone gives you something that is spoiled, bad, would you take it? If someone gives you some very beautiful but rotten fruit, it's a beautiful fruit but it's rotten, would you still take it? Although beautiful but is rotten fruit, would you still take it? Would you take it or not? Or would you say, oh, it is good. Okay, I will take it. Will you say that? So whenever anyone gives you bad wishes, do not imbibe that in your mind. Do not imbibe that in your mind. Do not imbibe that in your mind. You understand that those are bad wishes, and so do not imbibe those bad wishes in yourself, for otherwise it will become a defect. So this year, and there are a few more days left of this old year. So this year, and there are few more days left of this year. This Murli is of 15-12-2004, so it's December month, and 15 December 2004, so very few days left for the year to end. So I was saying, so this year, and there are few more days left of this old year, make a determined thought in your heart. Even now, if there are any bad wishes for anyone in your mind, then remove them. And from tomorrow, only give good wishes and receive good wishes. So do you agree with this? Do you like it? Is it that you just like it, or are you also going to do it? You like it, but those of you who think that you have to do it, that no matter what happens, you have to do it, raise your hand. No matter what happens, you have to do it. Give good wishes and take good wishes. Raise your hand. What about the first line? You're not raising your hand. You have to do it. Will you do it? Are the teachers raising their hands? And how those who are in the cabin? Those sitting in the cabin are not raising their hands. You think that you're always giving good wishes. You now have to do this. No matter what happens, maintain courage. No matter what happens, maintain courage. Have determined thoughts. Have determined thought. If there is even an influence of bad wishes, a little bit of influence of bad wishes, then give tenfold more good wishes to that one who is giving you bad wishes. Give tenfold more good wishes and finish that influence. Reduce the influence of one bad wish with tenfold good wishes, and you will then have courage. So reduce the influence of one bad wish with tenfold good wishes, and you will then have courage. After all, it is you who incurs a loss. The other person gives bad wishes to you and goes away. But if someone imbibes those bad wishes, who imbibes it and takes care of it, then who experiences sorrow? The one who takes or the one who gives? Who experiences sorrow? The one who gives does experience sorrow, but the one who receives experiences greater sorrow. The one who gives is careless. The one who gives is careless if he's giving bad wishes. Today, Bap Dada is specially telling you about his heart's desire. Today, Bap Dada is specially telling you about his heart's desire. Bap Dada has one desire for each of you children. Whether you are from this land or from abroad, or even if you are a cooperative soul, because even the cooperative souls have received the introduction. Since you have received the introduction, you should also experience some attainment through that introduction. So Bap Dada's desire is that every child should continue to give good wishes. every child should continue to give good wishes, continue to accumulate an account of good wishes as much as you can. Continue to accumulate an account of good wishes as much as you can, because however many good wishes you collect and accumulate at this time, to that extent you will be able to give blessings to such to souls when you become worthy of worship. So to, as much as you collect the good wishes and accumulate at this time, to that extent you will be able to give blessings to souls when you become worthy of worship. It isn't just at this time that you have to give blessings. You also have to give blessings to the devotees from the copper age onwards. You also have to give blessings to the devotees from the copper age onwards. So you have to accumulate such a stock of blessings you have to accumulate. You are the royal children, are you not? You are the royal children, are you not? Bap Dada sees each of you children as one who will become a king. You are no less. You are no less. So Bap Dada is seeing every child as one who will become a king. Today is the turn of Delhi zone to serve all those of Delhi. Stand up, all those of Delhi, stand up. So please stand, all those of Delhi. Yes, you may wave. You may wave. Okay. Sit down. Okay. All of you are happy to hear the name Delhi. Baba said Delhi, and all of you are so happy to hear the name Delhi. It is, why are you happy? It is because it's your capital every cycle. It's your capital every cycle. Delhi is the capital in the drama. But service also first began in Delhi. Delhi is the capital, but according to the drama, service also first began in Delhi. you have received this chance of service, of serving the yajna. You have received this chance of service, of serving the yajna. The fruit of serving the yajna is very great. The fruit of serving the yajna is very great. Because to serve the yajna means, to serve the yajna means to serve Brahmin souls, means to serve Brahmin souls. To serve the yajna means to serve Brahmin souls. Okay, now double foreigners. Okay, stand up, double foreigners. Well, double foreigners stand up. Oh, they are bad at the end, very far, double foreigners. Double foreigners are at the back. Okay, wave your hands, double foreigners. Everyone saw you. Everyone saw you. It's good. Double congratulations to double foreigners. Everyone is happy to see you all. If there are no double foreigners in any one of the meetings, it feels as though something is missing. So, if there are no double foreigners in any one of the meetings, it feels as though something is missing. So, double foreigners, it is very good that you come in every turn. Double foreigners come in every turn. This is the beauty. Each child is a decoration of this court. Each child is a decoration of this court. So, continue to fly. Continue to fly. Do not walk. Do not run. Do not take a high jump, but fly. You are those who fly. Look, even physically, double foreigners cannot arrive here without flying. You have to come here only after flying. You have to come here by flying. So in order to reach the destination of becoming perfect, always stay in the flying stage. Okay, congratulations. Congratulations. Sit down. You may sit down. Now Baba is remembering those who are far away in physical distance. To those who are listening while sitting at a distance or seeing from a distance, some are listening and others are listening and seeing. So to all the children from all directions who are seeing and hearing, many, many, many congratulations to you, and also accept remembrance, because Because in every season, in every turn, all of you send many letters. So those letters reach Bap Dada. Those letters reach Bap Dada. They don't go nowhere. They do arrive here. Some send love letters. Some send letters of their efforts. And some send service newsletters. So some send love letters. Some send letters of their efforts. Some send service newsletters. And some send letters of their promises. And you make very good promises. So all types of letters reach Bap Dada from all directions. So all types of letters reach Bap Dada from all directions. Bap Dada doesn't sit and read the letters like you do, but they do reach his heart. The post office of the letters is in Bap Dada's heart. So they arrive there. They arrive in Bap Dada's heart. The post office is Bap Dada's heart. And the letters arrive there, and so they arrive there. Okay, now here, Yaad Pyar. To all the carefree emperors, to all the carefree emperors from all directions, to all the carefree emperors from all directions, to all the elevated souls who always stay in spiritual intoxication, to all the elevated souls who always stay in spiritual intoxication, to all the intense effort making souls, to all the intense effort making souls who always continue to increase their account of accumulation of the treasures, who always continue to increase their account of accumulation of the treasures, to the elevated server children who serve in all three ways at the same time, to all the elevated server children who serve in all three ways at the same time, Bap Dada's love and remembrance, and love and remembrance, and multi-million fold love, remembrance, and namaste. Multi-million fold love, remembrance, and namaste. So this is the Murli. So Bap Dada is going to come on the stage. So this is the Murli of 15th December 2004. Bap Dada got up from his seat and came in front of the stage and is giving drishti. Daddy is saying something to Bap Dada.
अच्छा नहीं लगता है कि फिकर की टोकरी सिर पे रखें। बाबा ने तो लाइट पवित्रता का ताज पहना ही दिया है। बाबा ने पहले ही कहा है कि तेरे मेरे को तेरे में परिवर्तन कर दो। जब मेरे को तेरे में परिवर्तन कर देंगे तो बेफिक्र बादशाह बन जाएंगे। बाबा ने ये भी कहा कि बच्चे दुआएं लो, दुआएं देते रहो, ना दुख लो ना दुख दो। दुख लेना देना तो ना भी देते हैं, लेकिन बाबा ने कहा कि दुख भी नहीं लेना है और दुआओं का खाता अपने पास जमा करना है। सभी भाई बहने ध्यान देंगे, बैठ जाएं। अभी बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत होगा और सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे 5-10 मिनट के लिए। हमारे बीच में आदरणीय दादियां और हमारे वरिष्ठ भाई हैं, वह भी आप सबको वरदानी बोल के द्वारा लाभ पहुंचाएंगे। जाने वाले भाई बहनों से निवेदन है कि वह बैठे रहें। और अभी हमारे बीच में मधुर वाणी ग्रुप आ रहा है, प्यारे बाबा को बहुत सुंदर शब्दों के द्वारा, मधुर संगीत के द्वारा आप सबके भावनाएं प्रस्तुत करने जा रहा है। अभी प्यारे बाबा ने दिल्ली आगरा जोन के भाई बहनों को तथा अन्य भाई बहनों को कितने वरदान दिए, दुआएं दिए। और मधुर वाणी ग्रुप जो गीत प्रस्तुत करेगा, गीत के बोल हैं, प्यारे बाबा जी करता है आपको जी भर प्यार करे। दादी हमेशा क्या करती थी, बाबा को इतना प्यार करती, इतना प्यार करती, और बाबा के बच्चे भी बाबा को इतना प्यार करते हैं। अभी भी हमने देखा बाबा का प्यार और बच्चों का प्यार, तो बच्चे अपने मन की भावनाएं प्रस्तुत कर रहे हैं, प्यारे बाबा जी करता है कि हम बहुत भर करके आपको प्यार करें। आप प्यार करें, कितना बाबा हमें प्यार करते हैं और हम कितना आभार करें, बाबा हम कितना आभार करें।
आपको जी भर प्यार करें, इतना प्यार हमें करते हो, इतना हम आभार करें।
प्यारे बाबा जी करता है आपको जी भर प्यार करें, इतना प्यार हमें करते हो, इतना हम आभार करें।
वरदानों से झोली भरते, धन्यवाद करें, इतना प्यार हमें करते हो, इतना हम आभार करें।
इतना प्यार हमें करते हो, इतना हम आभार करें।
प्यारे बाबा जी करता है आप जी पर प्यार करें, इतना प्यार हमें करते हो, इतना हम आभार करें। आते हैं गुड़ गाते हैं, नैनों में हमें समाते हैं, प्यार और फुटकार सोच कर नैना भर भर आते हैं। प्रतिकार में मेरा का,
प्रतिकार में मेरा का,
संसार बलिहार करें, इतना प्यार हमें करते हो, इतना हम आभार करें।
इतना प्यार हमें करते हो,
बाबा जी करता है आप जी भर प्यार करें, इतना प्यार हमें करते हो, इतना हम आभार करें। पालन हारे सबको करना प्यार है।
हम सभी के सभी हमारे अपना विश्व परिवार है। हम ही पूर्वज पालन हारे सबको करना प्यार है।
आप सिखाते अपकारी पर
आप सिखाते अपकारी पर
हम कैसे उपकार करें। इतना प्यार हमें करते हो इतना हम आभार करें।
इतना प्यार हमें करते हो इतना हम आभार करें।
प्यारे बाबा जी करता है आप जी पर प्यार करें। इतना प्यार हमें करते हो इतना हम आभार करें। हम मगर सब हम मगर हम मगर बारंबार करें। कितना प्यार हमें करते हो कितना हम आभार करें।
कितना प्यार हमें करते हो कितना हम आभार करें।
प्यारे बाबा जी करता है आप ही पर प्यार करें। कितना प्यार हमें करते हो कितना हम आभार करें।
प्यारे बाबा
वरदानों से झोली भरते हृदय से धन्यवाद करें। कितना प्यार हमें करते हो कितना हम आभार करें।
कितना प्यार हमें करते हो कितना हम आभार करें।
कितना प्यार हमें करते हो कितना हम आभार करें।
बहुत सुंदर। बाबा को हम कितना प्यार करते हैं और बाबा के रिटर्न में बच्चों को हजार गुना प्यार करते हैं। हर सेकंड हम बाबा को प्यार करते रहें। प्यारे बाबा के महावाक्य याद कराते हुए दादी रतन मोहिनी जी सुनाना चाहती हैं। वह मैं आपको सुना रही हूँ दादी रतन मोहिनी जी की तरफ से।
दादी रतन मोहिनी
आज बाप दादा ने आश सुनाई देता रहे कि आज बाप दादा ने दिल की आज सुनाई दुआएं देता रहे। खजाना समय का खजाना खजाना जमा कर सको जाओ।
हम तो
आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी जिन्होंने हमको प्यारे बाबा के वरदान याद कराए ध्वनि से बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करते हैं दादिया हमको प्यारे बाप दादा के याद
कराते हैं
प्रेरणा देती है
We will continue to accumulate the blessing and distribute to Baba's blessing.
अब इसके बाद हम सुनेंगे आदरणीय भ्राता ब्रिजमोहन जी
से respected brother ब्रिजमोहन
के द्वारा भी सभी लाभ लेंगे अब
everyone will be benefited from the words of blessings from the brother.
सभी भाई बहने बैठ जाएं आदरणीय भ्राता जी आप सबको देख रहे हैं प्यारे बाप दादा वरदानों की वर्षा आपके ऊपर कर रहे हैं सब भाई बहने बैठ जाएं
beloved बाप दादा is showering blessings on each one
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
आज हम सब ने प्यारे बाप दादा से
टुडे वी ऑल
बेफिक्र बादशाह बनने की वैसे तो बाबा कहते हैं
टुडे वी ऑल हर्ड फ्रॉम बाप दादा अबाउट बिकमिंग वरीलेस एम्परर
मैंने आपको
बाबा सेड यू आर ऑल वरीलेस एम्परर एंड आई हैव मेड यू दैट
बादशाह की स्टेज को कायम रखने के लिए प्यारे बाबा ने हमको बहुत सहज विधि बताई है
So in order to keep that method constant,
Baba
has explained a very easy method. Baba firstly said,
we are all
worryless emperor because we have become divine. When we are souls, we are
बाबा हमको कहते हैं
बाबा चलते
सामने रखो कि एक तरफ बेफिक्र बादशाह का लाइट का क्राउन है
वन साइड देयर इज द क्राउन ऑफ लाइट becoming wireless emperor
बोझ की टोकरी है
एंड ऑन द अदर साइड वी आर हैविंग द बर्डन ऑफ वरीज ऑन वन साइड वी आर हैविंग द क्राउन ऑफ लाइट एंड ऑन द अदर साइड वी आर हैविंग द बर्डन
सो
वी ऑल से
लाइट का क्राउन ही पसंद है
दैट वी लव टू हैव द क्राउन ऑफ लाइट एंड देयर फॉर बाबा सेज
सदा कायम रखें
ही शुड हैव द क्राउन ऑफ लाइट कॉन्स्टेंटली
कारण से वो क्राउन हमारा लुप्त हो जाता है
बिकॉज ऑफ वन रीजन
और वो बात
देयर इज नो क्राउन ऑफ लाइट एंड दैट इज
तो बाबा ने कहा
माइन
के मेरे को तेरे में बदल दो
बाबा सेज यू हैव टू चेंज
का क्राउन
आई टू यू
कायम हो जाएगा
And then there will be the crown of light constantly.
कि हमें बाप दादा ने अनेक खजाने दिए हैं
बाप दादा has given us many treasures.
सबसे वैल्यूएबल खजाना है
And the valuable treasure
संकल्प का खजाना
is the treasure of thought.
श्रेष्ठ संकल्प का खजाना
the treasure of elevated thought.
हम कितना जमा करते हैं
The more we accumulate
it,
we need to check ourselves.
दूसरी बात
secondly, the most important that Baba said about the treasure of time, the treasure of time at the consummate stage, Baba said each and every second, we have to benefit all the treasures, and if we waste all the treasures, then we will lose many things at the consummate age. Baba says, I have given the treasure of knowledge, treasure of virtues, and the treasure of powers. And children have to accumulate it. And when we imbibe the crown of light, only then these treasures will be accumulated. For how long we have to accumulate?
अपने 21 पीढ़ी के लिए जमा नहीं करने
हैं. Not only for 21 generations we have to accumulate, but from the copper age onwards,
पूज्य स्वरूप हो जाओगे आप.
When you will become worship of the soul, even your idols will give blessings. So many treasures we have to accumulate. The easiest method is that we have to accumulate the treasure of blessings. It is very easy. We are karma yogis. We have to give blessings and receive blessings. Baba also asked, do you know the method to take blessings and give blessings? Continue to give blessings. Accumulate so much of blessings that from the copper age until the iron age, through your idols, you will be able to give blessings. So for the whole cycle, we have to accumulate blessings. Baba said about curse. If anybody curses you, then what will you do? Will we accept that curse? Baba said,
तुम्हारे खजाने में बहुत खोट पड़ जाता है.
There will be too much of loss if we imbibe curses. We shouldn't come under the influence of receiving curses. Even if anybody gives you curse, you have to give 10 times more blessings. Baba said, keep one step of courage and I will give you 1,000 steps of help. So in this way, in order to remain worryless emperor, and it is the treasure of the confluence age, Baba gave many inspiration. You all heard Baba Zorli. Baba explained many easy methods. We have to change I into you. We have to accumulate treasure of blessings. We have to bring these things in our life. Only then we will continue to have this flying stage. Om Shanti.
Sabka bahut bahut shukriya. मुरली को रिवाइज कराते बाप दादा की आशाओं को
मुरली
लेकर के आएंगे.
ब्रिंग द टाइम क्लोज
सभी 3 मिनट
नाउ 3 मिनट
याद में बैठेंगे.
सेवाधारी
योग के पश्चात
After the yoga, the sevadaris will set the hall once again. Om Shanti.
Oh, Baba, aapne kamaal kar. दिया हमारा सारा जीवन आपने खुशहाल कर दिया हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया कमाल कर दिया